And there's a dramatic recovery underway in the forests of New England. Researchers once thought red spruce trees were doomed because of acid rain, but they're thriving. And that story suggests that with a changing climate, some trees will be winners, although others not so much. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, New Hampshire Public Radio's Sam Evans-Brown reports.
U.S. Forest Service biologist Paul Schauberg marshals a team of scientists surveying a stand of red spruce in Colebrook, New Hampshire, for frost damage from last winter.
What are you guys seeing? Are you seen any injury yet?
We're just seeing green needles.
Yeah.
Happy trees.
Red spruce used to be a very high-value timber crop in the U.S., but from 1965 to 1986, it declined by around 65%. The biggest reason? Acid rain. This was the big environmental problem of the 70s and 80s. Emissions from power plants and factories were bonding with elements in the atmosphere to create sulfuric and nitric acid. The acidity was weakening red spruce's needles, so they would freeze off during the winter. With no new needles, the trees eventually die.
When it's very cold, even the buds will die so that it won't grow. So you can see there's a little bud in there. See that right there?
Yeah.
So those buds will die also, which means not only do you lose that foliage, but you lose the new shoots that are coming from those buds.
Schauberg says researchers first recorded acidity and rain in 1963 at the Hubbard Brook Research Forest here in New Hampshire.
Researchers at Hubbard Brook started to measure the pH of the rain and their samples and realized these are really acidic. This is like lime juice and things like that. The water should not be like this.
Acid rain became a big headline. But then, Schauberg says for 10 or 20 years, people sort of forgot about it.
Until then, things started happening. Things like marble monuments in cemeteries melting away. Things like, you know, literally infrastructure degrading. And then things like trees starting to die mysteriously.
But the story doesn't end the way many feared it would.
There has been a very major decline in the precipitation pH.
This is Gene Likens, and he knows acid rain better than anyone. He led the team that first found it at Hubbard Brook. He also helped establish the baseline for what rain pH should be by measuring acidity for 10 years in remote places all over the globe, and helped link acid rain in the Northeast to power plants upwind.
We actually tried to follow in small airplanes and vehicles on the ground plumes from the Midwest.
Likens and other scientists briefed President Reagan on the issue, kicking off the political process that led to the amendments to the Clean Air Act in 1990, which set up a cap-and-trade scheme limiting the pollutants that cause acid rain.
So it took a long time, from 1963 to 1990.
Likens says the rain today is about 3 or 4 times less acidic than it was back then. For the red spruce tree, that's been very good news.
17.9?
Thanks to tree rings, there's a 200-year record of how fast red spruce grows.
Red spruce now are growing better than they ever have in the recorded history.
That's Paul Schauberg of the Forest Service again.
And trees now are growing, you know, twice as well as their maximum ever.
Schauberg is working on studies to try and determine why that growth is taking place, how much is due to less acid, and how much is due to shorter winters, less frost, and warmer temperatures. So, yes, we're talking about climate change, and yes, it could be having a positive impact, according to Jeff Parker with the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center.
Now, each of these factors, extra CO2, warmer temperatures, and longer time to grow, are all known to enhance the growth of trees.
Parker did a study that found that the growth rates for forests up and down the eastern seaboard are picking up. But some species are winners and others are losers.
I mean, it's pretty clear that, you know, forests are growing faster, but I don't know if anyone's done a good job of looking at the species effect.
Scientists think that in some areas, climate change will mean more droughts, which will be tough on the trees there, and others don't tolerate heat well. But red spruce, which many researchers thought was doomed, seems to be one of the winners. It's getting the climate boost on top of the benefits from less acid rain. And Schauberg and his collaborator from the University of Vermont, Gary Hawley, say it's a rare case of seeing the results of their work in their lifetime.
And so it's kind of a good news that science matters kind of story as well. Because the science informed
science to inform the public and made adjustments in pollution levels, and it worked.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
For Here and Now, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.